The Cabinet has been meeting today for the last time before ministers break for the summer. A number of issues are on the table, including the approach the government is planning to take on the budget. The Finance Minister, Michael Noonan, has indicated there will be fewer cutbacks in this October's budget than had been previously expected.
Well, in April, when we were projecting the adjustments necessary, we thought that it would be necessary to increase tax and cut expenditure by 2 billion. We'll get under 3% now by making less cutbacks and less tax increases. But it's too early in the year yet to say by how much, but it won't be 3 billion, it'll be something less. It won't be 2 billion, it'll be something less.
Michael Noonan speaking on his way into Cabinet this morning. Minister for Public Expenditure Brendan Howland agreed the budget would be less demanding than expected. Along with the Finance Minister, he brought a joint memo before today's Cabinet meeting.
Well, we're bringing a joint memo to government today, if you like, with the overarching approach to the budget. Obviously, we have to wait till much later into the year until we determine what the final figures are like. But clearly, in the profile we published in the medium-term economic forecast, things have run better than that. The economy has grown. The tax revenue has increased. The number of unemployed has fallen. So these are all good auguries. They're assistances. But we're not out of the woods. We're still borrowing in excess of 600 million euros a month this year. And we can't keep piling up the debt on the backs of the next generation. We want to get into a situation where the debt is manageable, where we have real growth in the economy and we have jobs-rich growth. The priority for this year is to continue the momentum in creating jobs.
Minister for Public Expenditure Brendan Howland reacting to the news this morning that there will be fewer cutbacks in the budget than had been previously expected. Fianna Fáil's finance spokesman Michael McGrath said he hopes the government would now be able to give something back to the people through tax credits.
I welcome very much the confirmation now from government that the budget adjustment will be less than 2 billion euro. I hope it is considerably less than 2 billion euro. Some of the emerging economic data is quite positive. I think it could well be the case that the adjustment is less than 1 billion euro. In fact, I think we're all hoping that, you know, 6 years into this crisis and 30 billion euro of a budget adjustment later, that this budget will be as painless as possible. You know, the reality is that people have endured so much over the last number of years. The government has promised now to give something back in this budget, and this is where we do take issue with them, because what they have been saying so far is that they will do it around the issue of the threshold, the 32,800 figure at which somebody enters the marginal rate, and they're looking to change that, and that's how they're going to use any available funds to give something back. But if you do it that way, you're going to exclude about 1.3 million income earners in the country who won't benefit whatsoever from that change. And for me, you know, after everything that people have endured, I think it would be deeply unfair and regrettable if the government excluded those on low and many people on middle incomes from benefiting from the first tax cut in a good number of years.
Fianna Fáil's finance spokesman Michael McGrath there. Let's talk now to our political correspondent Martina Fitzgerald. Martina, some good news, I suppose, positive indications from Ministers Howland and Noonan there on the way into the Cabinet meeting, but not too much in the way of detail.
Well, I suppose they're not going to start their negotiations with the media in July, 3 months out from October's budget, but certainly the sounding, it's less than 2 billion, but the debate again, how much will it be? Last time round, was it going to be the 3.1 or was it going to be 2.5? It was 2.5. But also more importantly, as you stated there, how are they going to square this? And so much of the attention this morning has been on the tax side of the equation. Now, in the government's listed priorities, that document that they produced recently after the reshuffle, they stated that they were obviously going to look at this 52% tax rate on low and middle income earners, which is made up of many components, and do so over a number of budgets, but they didn't specify how. And Michael McGrath obviously signalling there what many people have been hearing from government buildings for some time now. They were going to look at the rate at which people hit the higher rate of tax, that 32,800 threshold. And obviously he's saying if you go down that route, a lot of people won't benefit. But it should be said, in the government's listed priorities, that document, they also state that they've already taken 300,000 plus people out of the USC. And I suppose there's been some leakings recently, but they haven't been confirmed, that they might obviously look at that again.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for that, Martina, our political correspondent there, Martina Fitzgerald.